to the mail. See, I don't think you were forthcoming.
There you go.
All right, it is October 6th, and we're in the working session. It's just after 4:45. We're with the administrator and the legal counsel. Harold, is anything on our list that we need to touch base on our to-do list? I know leaves are coming up. Like, there are some issues that are coming up, right? I called Doug today about a dead deer on the side of the road, which is really in somebody's backyard. I know we don't do much dead deer collection. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He's Doug said he's going to get it taken care of.
I think it's right at the Springfield Township sign. Like, it's laying right under it.
I have apparently drove by it and never saw it.
Until she's big right now. But is there any that was kind of a sidetrack. Is there any, leaves? Are there any issues coming up we need to discuss to get prepared?
I believe one crew possibly went out and started working on leaves today.
Refresh our memories. Trudy, I'm including you. You don't maybe need refreshed, but refresh us anyway. They now have a GPS system.
Yes.
Explain how that works and how they improve service.
Doug has laid out routes for the township, and the trucks are all equipped with GPS, so they can see where the truck has been and when, so they know it's covered the entire route. It will help us, you know, once we get more into the season and we're using both trucks and covering all routes, it will help us predict a little bit better when we'll be getting to the next rest route, that sort of thing.
We're going to use the app again, begin to it. Are we going to put the GPS on anything?
As far as...
You can see your route was done on this day.
Oh, I don't know if we're able to do that. We may be.
I just had some questions about whether their neighborhood was covered as often or as much as it had been in the past. And This shows us exactly
right.
This route at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If we could post that on our website, that would be great. Mm-hmm. Like a log of...
Certainly, I was going to say certainly a log, maybe not the route.
Right, I don't have to see you actually drive it, but if I could do a log of
this is
what was covered
this
when
week and this is what's anticipated.
When, right?
Right.
It took us an hour to do Evergreen Abbey, which is couldn't be because there aren't any trees, but...
Yeah.
It would be great to have a log.
People have leaves out already.
My neighborhood does.
Okay, you got a lot of trees, though.
Right, those. And it's so dry. I think we're going to be lucky, and all leaves are going to come down fairly quickly.
I saw one of the weathermen on TV.
Did he agree?
Predicting
with me?
That. He was saying they're going to just all fall, going to fall suddenly.
I've never seen it this early.
Respect his opinion because did he get it?
Because I said the same thing.
I just said I heard him say that. That's all.
I mean, I can just see him all freezing all of a sudden on the trees.
He said because of the drought conditions that it would cause the trees to lose their leaves quickly. So
yeah, it certainly has been dry. I've got those little annoying leaves coming down, you know, the tiny ones that fall off soon, that add up. I've already got those coming down. Sorry.
That's all right. I know I've heard about leaves. People care a great deal about us collecting the leaves.
Yes, they do.
It was great to have a look at the open house, and I told her we have 3 good weeks under our belt, and she said it's only going to get better. How do you feel about that?
I'm cautiously optimistic. They do seem to really be putting some effort in. You know, it's never going to be perfect. There's always going to be mistakes, but the last at least 3 weeks, it's just been minor stuff, just little stuff, and they've care of it very promptly.
She did say they have some changes in a lot of the personnel, and that they have brought in more experienced people. And so she says
it was great. She was here, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I think her popcorn was the hit.
And there's a new manager there, in Erie, Michigan.
Yeah.
And she feels that that's gonna.
And I had a question for her that I didn't ask, so now I have to ask you. Is there proof that they actually recycle the recyclables? And I said she came to the meeting and said we do a remarkable job of having clean recyclables. She had a poundage and what have you. Mm-hmm. So can I have maybe an update on how much we recycle? Like, how much is good recycling out of our recycle bins, right? Some of it's bad. You can't put it in recycling. It's too dirty. It's not meant to be recycled, all that stuff. She said we were exceptionally clean, so I want to know how we rank as a community. And then with that clean recycling, where does she process it?
How do they clean it? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but Harold did this report of how much recyclable you get. Remember I questioned about recyclables and trash. Yep. So Harold did send us a report that they collect this much tonnage for recycling, this much for garbage, but I don't know if they would have
She spoke about it when she was here. I would have to think they do.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure they do.
And ours was really a good rate of clean recycling.
Because
so
they
I would
know
like
the
to
rate,
put.
They would. That's good. They know the rate that's not good.
Yes. So if we could have that, and then can we add it to the newsletter? Like, let's focus on recycling in our newsletter. Sure. Like, we're a out community. We just won the Republic Recycling Award kind of
if
article.
They gave you one award, we would be
we would have had won it. It's going to work.
Do we have any idea how many people, I mean, a guesstimate, Harold, of how many people actually came to the open house? Because you know when inside, we really don't get to see what's going inside.
I think Kathleen guessed, was it 300?
300.
That was her guess.
Yeah, I would guess it was something
Rochelle said she started out with 200 popcorn boxes and gave them all away and had to break out another batch, so...
That's great. I thought it was a very different crowd than last year, Trudy. I thought it was very family-oriented.
Yes.
Is that what you thought, too?
Well, I gave a lot of brown bags out for kids, you know, with their candy and their papers and things like
that. Yeah, I thought it was very family-oriented.
I thought
we should have township
demonstrations out there and the wedding stuff. And the,
God, they really like that car demonstration.
I didn't get to see it until I saw it on... I saw the pictures through the photography place. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they did seem to like that. That was a good thing to
do. Do we know how the community center's event?
I don't.
We'll report when you come back. Okay. I didn't see anybody crossing the street, but I didn't really look one time I went out there.
I was so busy. It was like... Then I had out-of-town company, so as soon as this was over, I scooted home.
Dawn, is there anything we need to hear from you? I know we're always working with Mommy on things. Is there anything we need to?
The law director and I have spent.
Okay.
Recently, and
how are I asked the I asked the secretary of the Jeds to get a good roster for 2025 so we could have it for any audits that come up. And she was supposed to, I think I ended up reaching out to the two current members for Mommy. But I said, can we have a resignation date for Patrick? I'm assuming that all happened. And so he's no longer on the Jeds board. So we are having a Jeds. You got the invitation?
I got the invitation. October 30th.
Yep. I hope you'll come. Harold, you have to come. Represent the township.
Mm-hmm.
Bring something important with you.
Jeds. October 30th.
Gathering.
Gathering. Okay, we're having a gathering.
I'll forward you the email.
Yeah, gathering, okay.
Absolutely come.
Sounds nice.
It's at Danbury. So all the Jeds, they're not residents, all the Jeds owners. Yeah.
Business
owners can come. Meet, they'll have an opportunity to hear from Matt Hireman, his economic development team. We have the sheriff coming. We have the fire department coming. We are all coming.
Excellent. They can see what good works are.
What might be available to them, what they can take advantage of.
I believe Eric plans to attend as well.
Great. Have everybody there. That's just great. Be prepared to speak. Say something.
Or at least answer questions.
Yes. I probably should follow up on that. We'll have a January Jeds meeting, but, you know, we don't have any grants, so due to lack of businessness, we often have meetings. Is there anything that I should be accomplishing with that board? And I don't know how things will change with membership. Did I just get renewed? You just got renewed? Something. Maybe Wendy, right. So I might not even be on the board. Who knows? But we should know what our requirements are for December. I did see that meeting for the 4th of July right there. You put it right after the 4th of July on that Monday. You want to make sure nobody can have a 4-day weekend.
A what?
Oh, yeah, exactly. He has a calendar in this packet. I don't know if we should attend that Friday first, but it seemed like TMACOG has money, and we should at least on occasion show up for that. Wasn't it TMACOG?
Seems like that's... I haven't looked at it for a few days, but it seems right.
Fourth of July holiday is on a Friday.
Yep. And we get to come to work on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Barbara, because I have a question. I mean, you guys changed the time schedules before for the meetings. I'm assuming maybe it was maybe later, before my time. Has it always been this time designated for 5:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't always. Sure.
Always.
Okay.
25 years.
I think on election day we started early a couple times because they used to use that room for voting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. and then
moved the meeting to another day. Mm-hmm. I think also.
Okay, I was just wondering if that had always been the set time for any of the trustee meetings previous.
Right. We know other townships do it at different times.
That's why I was wondering if it had ever switched or if that's the time it's always been.
Always been. And same with our zoning and Board of Zoning Appeals.
Okay.
Audit stuff? Do I talk about like the management letter and open, or is that executive session? I don't really care either way. But it's a draft. It's not a final report yet, so it's not released to the public. But I have to go over some stuff, and I did verify that the chair doesn't have to sign it because Chuck's not here.
So. He's done asking questions.
Yeah, so I thought your you said we weren't discussing it today, but if you have some issues that we need to take care of.
I just said I got to go over the management letter with you.
Okay.
Just because, you know, that's where they write up the, I call it my bad boy list, you know.
That's, you can do that here right now as a draft and give them updates and things that you want to, if you like to get done.
And then you need me to sign it?
I need someone to sign it. At some point, there's a letter there.
Is it time sensitive as far as the signatures go?
They will. I only need one signature.
Right.
And they won't release it until we're done with it. So.
Okay. I just, you know, I'm saying this.
Do you want to go to executive session?
I don't care.
Then great, really, let's just do it now. Gonna, we have plenty of time.
It's going to be public record, you know, at some point in time. That's just asking. I didn't know if I was allowed. I couldn't remember. When it's draft, if I can talk about it. Yeah, no, because it's
can. Old. You could choose not to, and we could address it in a different fashion, but since you're okay with it, I say, let's just move forward. And
explain it to us, Gavin. Right. I read it.
Yeah,
I couldn't find any bad boy stuff. Well, I can't, obviously.
Well, I underpaid myself and Chuck and you two $428. I can't believe Chuck didn't tell me I underpaid him. Like when they did a
How did you underpay us? You missed a pay?
I missed an increase.
You missed the increase?
Well, increases are very interesting. You don't get them until you're reelected.
So
maybe they don't know what they're doing.
So it's funny. Like I underpaid you and it said if we're not going to pay them all the way up, I'm supposed to pass a resolution that says we're underpaying you. So I messed up, but you don't get your $428. Sorry. I screwed up.
Why aren't you just issuing a check?
Because there wasn't a resolution for the increase.
I asked, I said, do I just write the check? And basically I got told, you missed it. I'm like, oh.
On yours also?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get any myself. Okay. But, so
there
I am sorry.
There is a huge increase coming up this time.
This time. That you, well.
We would get it if we're elected.
Whoever the new trustees are.
And then you two will get it in 2 years.
Yeah. Okay. For sure.
You got that one? Do I need to put that on my calendar?
Yeah.
Won't work.
I checked. You are getting paid the right amount this year. Everyone is. So I don't know. I missed a year. And that 100% is on me. It's better than overpaying you.
Why? Because then I'd have to write a check?
Yes, exactly right.
I still can't believe.
He can't write a check, but I'd have to. That's cute, isn't it?
I can't believe that Chuck tell me.
He's had a lot going on.
Paid
years.
Right. Like that, you know, so. If you guys recognize in the bank reconciliation, I carried almost all of 24, a Toledo Edison variance, and it was a disaster, but I carried it the whole year because I wrote them checks, they applied them to the wrong thing, I had charges, and I kept a thing what it was supposed to be, and I just about have it reconciled right now, not reconciled, like rectified.
Yeah, Harold said it in his report.
We have one more left that's an issue, and then we'll be there. So I got written up on carrying old things on the bank rack, but it is what it is.
I think that's totally
it seems better to carry it than...
You know, and I mean the other one they said, I had a U.S. Bank one that cleared in December that we didn't run the charge till January, just based on when it comes in.
Yeah.
We just don't go really fast on it, so it is what it is. So those were the two, just the bank reconciliation things. This outstanding checks, we have some old outstanding checks that was on, I said, I don't even know how to get them into the system, and it was on Leslie's thing, and she's gone. Then they issued some other things. So it is. I have some outstanding checks that need to go to the state, whatever that is. So I will...
Does that fall under an unclaimed fund type?
Yeah,
thing?
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Unclaimed
so,
funds.
So I just have to fill out all the paperwork on it, and I just didn't do it from last time.
Can't we hire somebody to do that? Like another, like Springfield Township probably already knows how to do it. Can't we just have?
They call me all the time.
Okay. Can you think of a township that can do it, or a lawyer that does it?
It's not hard.
It's not hard. For unclaimed funds,
it's not hard. It's just hard.
You just have to issue whatever outstanding checks there are, the amount, and then submit it so the state can go ahead and play with that money.
So fiscal integrity, I'm supposed to take so many hours every, and I am 100% convinced that 2020 to 2024, that election, or that year for me, the state screwed up my online portal because it says when I was elected was this time. It used to be, it used to show my whole history. And then something happened. So it shows my current term, but it doesn't show my past term. So they said I didn't take my hours. I showed them that I went to, like, I contacted, they sent it to me. Me said, I'm a dork. I have that. I screenshotted my phone. Like, here's the sessions I attended. They're in my calendar. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, you should make a backup copy. I am convinced that whoever put my new term in, put new fiscal officer, and it erased my history. If not, I would have gotten written up on it in other years. And I've never been written up for not. They're trying to say this is the first year I ever entered anything in there, which is not the case. So,
sure.
So I got written up for some of that.
What's the consequence to that, Gavin?
It's right. You get written.
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Would the OTA have any paper certificate copies or any?
No,
it's continued.
It's all self-reporting. All I had was that I attended.
Right.
And then I just, you know, my calendar still shows. I just load them into my calendar from the app, you know. And I did that. And I took the agenda and I copied that and sent it to them. And I said, look it, you know, here's what I did. Whatever. It's one of those. They had date. Some of those, they were just, the standards changed. I just did a save as and put it in there. So I'm in charge of the financial statement. And I didn't update it for a new standard, so they updated it for me. But I turned it in the Hinkle system at the old one. So those are
all good.
I mean, you know, that's what those were.
Yeah.
I did get a couple of journal entries posted from them, and the journal entries, it's in the right fund with the wrong account code. It should go to 534, and I put it to 532. I put it to other income, and it should have went to other intergovermental and stuff like that. I did have $4,800 that I put in the EMS fund that should have went in the fire fund. So I just coded it wrong. So that's the only fund. You know, when it's a fund, they don't pass on it. But so that's it.
I did books, I used to have like 18 of those at the end of the year that the accountant finds.
So
it's good that the accountant finds things. You know you're paying them for a reason.
Yeah. Like, see.
What did this cost us?
Like, see, this one, all it is taking this $229.99 from the $592 to $104.
Yep.
So I just posted it to the wrong account number. Whatever. that's how I look at it.
And you know, same with Barbara that one. Says, that, you know, they told you, you can say, I can correct that. I mean, that's a fixable thing.
So
those are
a second set of eyes.
It's to make journal entries. Fixed it right away.
I wish you had a second set.
These ones, you don't sign. These ones are just me.
Yep.
Signing that. So I'll find the one piece of paper.
Well, I think you should be congratulated on a good audit.
Yeah, I still get mad every now and then. But for the most part.
No, it's a lot.
And
so
this is a year, right?
What? Yeah, it's
2 years. Over 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And
this
was
Gavin.
The most time I've ever spent with this guy. And the kind of the funny thing is, I went and looked. In those things, I've posted the same way in the past, and they've never.
It's all according to who's looking at them.
Yeah.
It does make a difference. This person had a different line of questioning,
right.
As I recall.
Completely different. You know, everything was completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like the level that I had to go to out, like our union wage, which is in our union contract, and that they were accepted into OPRS.
Wow.
And I'm like, I've never had to prove to you that they were accepted. It's just like an online thing, and I don't do a print screen. you just put it in there, and they're in my report. So, just kind of, you know, just a little different. Nothing, you know, it's not, nothing wrong with, you know, his way. it was just a little different. That's all I thought I'd say. So, yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
And if we can help you find a person?
I will start that process again. You know, it's funny. Interviewing people takes you a lot of time.
Sure does.
I can do the job quicker than I can interview someone right now. And my time is limited.
Yes, I got a question, though. Is there an outside source that maybe could give you three candidates? Or would you just not rather go to that type of a...
I'm sure
you hire. Or is there an outside source, like an accounting firm that has a bookkeeper that can process these?
Kind of like the traveling fiscal officer
that
does work. I don't know. I will concentrate on it. I said.
Well,
we're just offering this help.
Is a lot of work.
We want to keep you here.
So I will concentrate on it. I actually have two potential candidates that one was a year ago said. If it was a year later, that might be perfect. And I'll try that. And then there's another candidate that I just spoke to this weekend.
Okay.
I said, I will email you over everything. We'll have a discussion soon. So.
Okay.
Because yeah, it's a work. It's supposed to be a part-time job, and it's almost, we're so big now, it's turning into...
There's a little more going into
way
it.
Way more work than it previously was.
Correct. Payroll. Yes. There's way more to our payroll now with all the changes all the time on the fire side and the benefits, and people like to change the deferred comp every week, and then they like to change their dependents.
So I have a question though for you, Gabby, because with the payroll company we use, my employees have access to just their portion. And they can actually go online and change their changes of what they want. Like if they want a different deposit for their bank, the employee goes on and they change, says, I want to change my direct deposit to this bank. They can also go on and change their dependents, and it automatically changes through, and I don't have to do
that. That isn't bad, but our healthcare isn't automatically to it. Like... there's all that other stuff.
Okay. I would just, you said you have to change dependents, things like that, but yeah. my guys actually have access to that file, and they make the changes
then,
right online.
Then there was, are we deducting union dues for EMS people that aren't in the union but want to be in the union, and what date does that start? And then, you know, someone's on probation, and then you got to withhold backwards, and you know, it just
takes thought, not just a computer to automatically.
Yeah, just that's the little stuff that you're like, oh, there's an hour that I didn't plan on. You know, that takes me way longer.
At least
than
you shouldn't be overpay yourself for it.
Yeah. Oh, that I underpaid
just
myself.
Rubbing salt in that one.
Underpaid myself. Jeez, kind of crook am I? So
is there anything else coming up? I mean, you're pretty well done with this audit right now. It's signed off, and then it'll be made public per se.
Yeah,
because of it.
It'll probably be a 2-week turnaround. I sign it, they send it in, then they send it to the state. Okay. The state reviews everything, and then the state issues the final report.
Yeah, I also see we have public checkbook online.
Ohio.
What's it called? Ohio checkbook.
Ohio open checkbook.
Book also is mine, which is really nice.
I try and put everything I can out there for people to
look at,
to see. So. That's all I have.
Okay.
It's a good thing we had a quick pre-meeting with everything else. I can go through my stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then when it is done, I will talk out there. You know,
absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
At the final, so the two people out there that come in can hear it.
Anything else, Barbara?
I am thinking there's some headlines coming up. Oh, I know. Here's something for you guys that you do not want on your plate. But it came up at the open house. It's great to be able to talk to our residents. Home rule is still an important issue. you know, is there something else on the primary ballot in August? Can we put it on a primary August ballot? Do we wait until next November? Should we bring it back up? If we do, we need to spend time educating and sharing the importance.
So it would not be changed automatically until the census of 2030? That's right. Correct.
If we got to 15, years. I assume we get to 15.
Right, okay. So,
but we might need that status before 2030 with all the changes going on in the state legislature. So if you guys want to look into, does August work? What does that mean? We have to have something in by January? You know, they have those backward dates. And August.
There's a, they publish a calendar. It's probably out or out already.
Yeah. And
lists when things have to happen.
I don't know that we want to pay for it, so we might have to wait till November, right? We never want to pay for. And I don't think we'd get anybody to vote if it was just home rule.
Yeah.
But if there's something else on it, or I don't know, Harold, I don't know how you find that stuff out, but I think that's something we want to keep people informed. And I know we do two newsletters a year, but that third, like flow newsletter.
She does four every quarter.
So it must be the fifth I was thinking.
I'm going to write a special edition for specially important
issues
that need to be.
You know, I talked to a few people too, and informed. A lot of the time they did not. When it says limited home, it puts a negative effect on the voting. You're going to limit home rule, so a lot of people did not think that.
It is a silly title.
That's what ended up happening. When
so I was thinking I would get Kathleen like just a score. Why vote home rule, right?
Right.
Or limited home rule. And
so that's
just some bullet points, so they don't have to read so much either.
Everybody
we make everybody
taking
read
away
a lot of words.
Some of their rights and things like this
yeah.
instead of helping to protect more of what's happening around them.
Yes.
So it's a bad language.
Like it is.
A negative word when it says limited.
But I'd like to spend a little bit of time on that. I don't know what Chuck would have on his agenda. Harold, is there anything? We need to touch base on the Chuck. Did you think of something, Trudy?
Well, somebody did reach out to me about to try to come to an exec session.
You mean like a real estate transfer or?
Just an informational type information.
You just can't have an executive session. You just can't have an. Oh.
It still has to be.
Yeah.
Has to follow under one of the exceptions. So one,
which is
ORC,
H personnel. Yeah.
Real estate transaction. Or I can't remember.
I think maybe you want
the
people.
Township is buying or selling
okay.
real estate. It's not if other people are talking about it.
Okay.
But if there is a business plan that could negatively impact. The property owner because of you know they would end up with they had a good price they're talking about a price and it could and somebody else could hear
oh.
the price and come in
got it
you know something like that
okay.
and it, so it has to be under
one of the seven of the,
there's
yes, seven,
yes,
seven
yes.
for
yes.
executive session
so,
yeah
okay.
but you're right, do own two pieces of property on Monclova Road. And someone reached out to me about another piece of property on Monclova Road, and I just said, you know, you need to talk to Harold Grimm, and he can have a basic conversation about things. So,
and give him the opportunity to learn more about
right.
what's happening.
Yeah, if
so
we're right.
Owner can share information.
Got it.
So,
thank you for the explanation.
I think we're set.
Anything,
Harold? Anything?
Barbara, did you want to see if there's anything
any changes or corrections to the agenda? I don't have any.
No, yeah, there are okay. No changes or corrections. I have the public hearing ready
Chuck
to go.
Chuck usually asks that question. So
I can ask it. It's for this nuisance.